we are born to be kings. We're the
can be only one podcast, and may it be the Princes of the Universe. Hi, folks, I'm Matt.
And I'm Bruce.
All right, and Merry...
Merry Christmas!
Yay!
Most podcasts are taking the day off, but not us.
Nope, we are here dedicated on Christmas Day to wish you the very happiest Merry Christmases ever!
Now, I wanted to do a commentary on the Christmas special, but Matt could not do it.
No, because it's supposed to be a merry Christmas. You could not be merry.
Hey, I could have brought enough liquor with me to make it merry.
You know what? Let's talk about, because I did this on Yub Dub Special. Let's talk about our first experiences with the holiday special.
Oh, yeah, that was interesting. Because, the thing is, I had heard about it.
Right.
And I was, I really wanted to see this thing. This was
I did too. I did too.
Early 90s.
Yep.
It wasn't really out there yet. I came across the idea that it was there, and I was like, oh, I got to see this. This Boba Fett cartoon. Oh, my goodness. That sounds like it's the best thing ever. My brother gave it to me for Christmas, probably 95, maybe 94. I was like, oh, my goodness. I was just so excited he got this copy that he downloaded and burned for me off the internet. And, not burned. It was a VHS tape that he, made of it. And I'm stuck in that VHS recorder and I push play. Holy crap, this is awful. Oh, ow, ow. This was like, in Hellraiser when you finally open the box.
I got to be honest, I was super excited too because we'd heard about it. And I wanted to see it, and you had it, and so I watched it. But I was like super excited. I was like, "Oh wow, okay, Star Wars Christmas, never before seen Star Wars footage, and here we go." And I was like,
this.
"Oh my gosh, it only been 10 minutes? It feels like an hour and a half."
There were scenes on Kashyyyk that, through memories in my head, made me think I maybe saw it when I was a kid when it was on TV. You know, I would have been really small, really young, and but the images like. These look familiar.
I know I didn't.
No, you were too young. You weren't even fully around.
Right. No, I was around, but I was toddler, so.
It definitely put this sense in my brain. It's like, this looks familiar. I think I might have watched this. But at the same time, maybe I'd enjoyed it then. But my goodness, it was so terrible.
It's when B author singing is the best part of what you've got, that should tell you something right there. So anyway,
we had the Boba Fett cartoon, which is decent.
We did. So anyway, let's talk. I believe a few weeks ago we had some news that went by. We didn't have time to talk about it for our 100th episode.
Yeah.
I think
I made a comment about it. But
yeah. So anyway, the Disney Fox merger.
Yeah, a lot of
went
people
through.
Kind of upset about this.
The thing is, someone said, "Man, this isn't bigger than Lucasfilm." In a way, it is big because it's huge.
Bigger,
bigger in size, but not in surprise. Because
yes.
I think people report on this like a week before.
No, I mean it's been talked about heavily, since October. I think it was.
I mean, if you look at Disney as a whole, people are freaking out. Disney's getting so big. Well, let's look at a few things. First off, Disney's actually done well with the movies. They're killing it in movies. TV, yes, they're hurting a little bit in their TV realm. But, of course, I think TV in general is going down.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say? So, they have that going against. Or ESPN is a sinking ship. That's an albatross around Disney's neck.
They can fix that pretty easily by just focusing on sports only.
But I've read articles, too. People said, this is bad for movies, right? Because now independent movies can't go. Because Disney's only interested in doing blockbusters. Which is true. They are.
But people need to realize... Pulp Fiction was a Disney movie.
Right.
They owned the company that put out Pulp Fiction.
Right, but the thing is...
They've done this for years.
But they think that because Disney doesn't... They're shutting down independent movies. But the thing is, though, even if Disney didn't want to do independent movies, guess what, folks? Netflix and Amazon are hiring as many writers and as many directors as they can. They have to get the jump. Now, when Disney makes their own streaming service, it's going to be successful automatically. Kind of
the main reason they wanted to grab Fox was to get that extra material.
It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be one of the big three automatically.
I would say, you know, now that they got Fox, now I'm more interested in the Disney.
People would have gotten Disney anyway.
Well, I mean, now I am personally.
We are too. I know Megan.
I mean, the thing is, the Alien Queen is now a Disney princess. That's actually kind of awesome.
I don't think there's going to be a problem. In fact, I think Netflix and Amazon are going to be competitive. But I think Netflix may lose out of this one. Amazon will stick around because they're tied to they are Amazon.
Well, I will say this. This is going to keep the Netflix. The people worried about net neutrality. Thing is, we got another streaming service coming online. And so everybody's going to have to keep the prices low. They're not going to be able to adjust the prices because there's
so much competition. Exactly.
And so the prices will stay low.
Except for Netflix, who keeps going up. Anyway.
Except this. Disney will probably, you know, they're pulling all the Disney off of Netflix, moving it to their own devices.
And to be honest, though, when Bob Iger is going to be known for a lot now, is this his biggest achievement? I still think it was Star Wars. Because he got it for a steal. Awesome.
And Star Wars was definitely
a steal. No. He had Marvel, so would that be? But was that during his time? I guess it was. Did he acquire Marvel?
Right before Star Wars.
What's his biggest achievement right now? To date, including Disney Fox. So Fox is huge.
He acquired the Predator, obviously.
So is this the crowning, or was the? I think Star Wars was the crowning.
Yeah, Star Wars gave him the.
Because that was something that no one ever thought you'd get.
Marvel was good. Marvel, they got cheap, and they've done a ton with, and got the money back quick. Star Wars, they got at a good price, and they're making money with it, with more controversy. But you know, they got no controversy with Marvel. You know. A lot more controversy with Star Wars. There is some controversy, but it's not with the property. Now, Disney, you know, they did the whole Avatar world.
Yeah.
They now have the rights to the movies because of this purchase. The thing is, they've been buying stuff they've already tied themselves to. They tied themselves to Star Wars a long time ago, and then they bought Star Wars. They tied themselves to Avatar, and, of course, they've also got Marvel characters there.
Right.
And the distribution rights of the original Star Wars movie. Now that's all cleared up. We now have the possibility of getting an uncut Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
You know, the original version can finally come out because of this merger.
Agreed. Yeah, it's a big deal. But the thing is, though, people who get mad, no one in the business should get mad about this. Comcast was in the running, and they dropped. And if you got to go for it all or nothing. And to be honest, this was something that Comcast really needed to win, I think. Because if they would have had that, that wouldn't even the playing field at all. But it would have brought them back into the game against Disney. Now Disney has it all. Now it is true. Do they have a monopoly? Well, actually, folks, they have 40% of the movie business going forward. Now, whether that will violate antitrust laws, I don't. See it can because it's less than 50%. Anything over 50%. Well, I know the only people who really hate this deal are the movie theater owners because Disney has already been holding them by the nose, and now they've got them.
And the thing is, all that has to happen is the theaters have to say screw you, Disney. As you know, if they form their own union and say fine, we won't show your movies, and Disney will back away instantaneously.
Anyway. Yeah, so I mean that's one of the things they need to do, but it's going to take someone to flinch. The first movie theater that flinches.
Now that they got big enough, I think the
movie Disney theaters, is going to ask for ridiculous demands now.
And you know what? They ask for ridiculous demands, and the theaters are more likely now to stand up.
Okay, we'll see.
All they got to do is say screw you, Disney, and.
As you know, independent theaters have already started standing up to them because it's just not feasible for them to keep Star Wars in at whatever six straight weeks in their only theater or one of three theaters. They can't afford that because they're going to be missing on all the other good movies. I said, no, we can't. And so they're not showing it. Now, right now, that's not really going to hurt its box office numbers at all. But eventually, you could see a cascading effect. And then Disney will make reasonable demands and it'll come back down. But overall, I mean, to be honest, folks, they're the ones that bid on it, the highest bidder. I mean, yeah, the rich get richer. Heck, I hate the Yankees in baseball because of this. But at the same time, you can hate on them all they want, but they got the money.
And they don't always win the World Series.
No, they don't. But anyway, speaking of movies, we both saw a great movie recently, and we wanted to talk about it. The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman.
I didn't see that.
Wait. I thought that's what we were going to talk about today. You said we're going to talk about a great show.
Yeah, we are going to talk about
a good movie.
Show. A great show that I just watched.
I don't.
This week.
Was there something else that came out?
Oh, yes.
What else came out? I don't know.
I will say this. A movie with very, very high Rotten Tomato critical reviews.
Yes.
And not so great audience reviews.
Yes, I heard. You sent me something a few days ago saying that Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the new movie, was beating Star Wars, The Last Jedi, in critic reviews.
No, not critic
reviews. No, audience reviews. Audience reviews, yes.
Yeah, I think the critic reviews
are high.
Or about the equal to the Star Wars audience reviews. I can understand why the audience is upset. This is a more complex for a more mature audience, I guess. Maybe, possibly.
Okay, I have some questions. Are you ready? You can just do
it.
Yes or no. We still won't do spoilers and stuff. Some saps waiting for after Christmas to go.
It needs the spoilers. All right, do a decent review on this.
We'll get to spoilers in a minute. Pre-spoilers
we'll warn spoilers.
Yeah, pre-spoilers here. So we'll let you listen to most of the podcast.
Do we need to wait till this at the end of the podcast? People can just turn it off.
I'll tell you when to turn it off. But anyway, yes or no, does this – well, no, I'll just go ahead and say it. On par with Empire Strikes Back is this?
There is definitely an overlay. It was not like The Force Awakens was with Episode 4. It was Episode 4 was beat for beat. This had some similarities.
Okay.
And, was it similarities because I was looking for them because of The Force Awakens? Or were they really there? They were some really there, but they were not as on the nose.
Was parentage uncovered? Was there a secret reveal? I'm your father, I'm your uncle, I'm your brother.
For Rey? I'm assuming?
I guess, yes.
I mean, they revealed, but it
okay, was, all right. All right. Well, you don't have to say anything right now.
It was not, like, anything along the lines.
Okay, no. So, no shock reveal relatives?
No.
None. Okay. All right, so, let's see. Is there a minority character that was introduced who will take part in a bigger story in Part 3? Or Part 9?
Probably not.
Okay. Did Lando make it back?
I wish.
Curse them.
He had the opportunity. There definitely was a role for him in this movie, and they didn't use it.
I don't know what the guy got against Billy Dee Williams.
I know, but they're racist.
Yeah. There, that's what, yeah. Last Jedi be so wide.
Not really.
Not really. What color are the stormtroopers?
Silver.
Are they really? They're all silver?
And red.
Racist.
I didn't see any black ones.
Commie racist.
Like, the thing is, we have black stormtroopers in Rogue One, but we didn't have any.
Did we have rainbow colored stormtroopers?
There were some stripes.
Well, then when did get at it? Call them bigots. Anyway. okay, so let's see. I don't know what you obviously enjoyed it.
I did.
So without,
I will say this. I took all my kids. We went in. I let them know the reviews going in, 93%, 94%
right.
Critical review, Rotten Tomato, 53% audience review. And they were like, yeah, that's kind of weird. And we kind of look forward to seeing why people are thinking this. All of them walked out, including myself, saying it was a great movie. Annabelle did sleep through about an hour in the middle.
Yep.
And she still said it was great, even though she missed most of it.
Yeah.
All of them loved it. The visuals were truly fantastic.
Okay, so
the light speed bullet, saw the movie, you know what I'm talking about. That, just as a picture on a screen, was truly beautiful.
Okay.
Now, I do have some issues with it, but just the visual was so phenomenal.
Okay, so here's what I heard from my non-EU fans, friends, I should say. I had a couple of EU friends, non-EU friends, excuse me. They don't read the books. They just know I used to, and they like to tell me how good it is. And a few of them did tell me they enjoyed it. But I had some pretty big supporters of it. One guy just called me to taunt me and tell me how good it is. Yeah. But then after talking to him, he admitted there was one thing he did not like about it.
I could throw out a couple of points.
All right, here's one of his, agree or disagree. Mm-hmm. He liked it, but a little too much humor for his film. He said it was too much humor for a Star Wars film.
Yes, and I can agree with that.
He said it wasn't like Thor Ragnarok ridiculous, but really, he said it was a little too much.
It didn't feel Star Wars to me.
That's what he said.
Until about 20 minutes in.
Okay.
You know, it took a while for me to feel like this was a Star Wars movie.
Okay. But yeah, he said the comedy in it kind of took him away from it for a minute. He said he wishes there wouldn't have been so much
and
comedy.
Was funny.
He enjoyed it. Yeah, he enjoyed it, but it's like Thor. Thor was like, because he told me, he said, remember when we saw Thor, we're like, well, it's funny, but I wish they'd stay serious.
In some ways, I think the director of this movie, I can't think of the guy's name, I think he was kind of giving a screw you to what J.J. Abrams was doing. He was just like, you know, J.J., you set me up with some problems. I think some of the stuff you wanted to do was dumb. And I'm going to make a joke about it and get rid of it.
Okay. So then my second friend, I haven't spoken to him completely. He did a before and after video, which I thought was hilarious. He is super excited to see the movie. He comes out of the movie. His wife is jumping up and down. She absolutely loves it. It's a favorite one out of all of them. She goes, did you like it, honey? He went, it was the scenes with Luke were good.
I've seen the reaction. It's definitely polarizing.
And he was going, yeah, but the rest of it, and she went, you didn't like it? He didn't want to say it because he's a big supporter of the new. He said, it was, well, I got to think about it. She went, wait, what didn't you like? And she kept badgering about what he didn't like. He's like, I don't know. I just, yeah, I think Rogue One's still my favorite. She went, no. He went, yeah. And I think Force Awakens my second favorite. And she went, what? He went, yeah.
I haven't
spoken to him, but this is obviously his least favorite. Now, he is
a big supporter of the
new canon.
This is one of those things. That walk-away reactions are different than, you know, watching a second time, spending some time thinking about it. I think long-term, I think people will turn in favor of this movie.
But he's part of the 50%, I'm telling you. That is saying no to it. Those aren't expanded universe fans seeing the movie or putting 50%.
The thing is, there's a lot of stuff that happens in this movie that people have a harsh reaction to. I watched this movie. I walked out loving it. And at the same time, I can see why fans are walking out not. But I think if they give it time, watch it a second time, sit, think about it a little more, I think opinions will turn.
Okay, my third one. His opinion won't turn. In fact, he informed me.
Because I think Empire was like the lowest reviewed one. Originally, when it first came out.
Critically. Audiences loved it.
I'm just saying. So, give it time.
Actually, to be honest, critically, they didn't like any of the movies. They haven't been... The Force Awakens was the first one that got positive reviews. Because each movie got negative reviews every time it came out, including the prequels.
The thing is, critically speaking, you know, the original movies, I think they were just being harsh on because back in that day,
well,
critics were a lot more snooty than they are
okay.
now.
All right.
Then the prequels aren't really
well, that's
that
right.
good.
Critics and like anything now.
And now they're being a little more honest. And I think Force Awakens, it was critics that grew up watching Star Wars and were being a little more positive than they needed to be. And, you know, Rogue One, solid, and Last Jedi, solid.
Okay, so...
Not 93% solid, but solid.
Let's get to my last friend. My last friend didn't even know that he'd been gone for a long time. We talk every once in a while. He moved back here just recently, and he thought I was... He still thinks I'm a Star Wars fan, I mean, of the movies and stuff.
You're not a Star Wars fan.
So he came to me, and not of the new movies, no. You didn't know that? Anyway, he came to me and he said, hey, dude, I just wanted to ask you something. I said, hey, man, come on in. He's like, I said, what's up? He went, because we'd started hanging out again like old days. And he goes, hey, have you seen the new Star Wars yet? I said, no, I haven't. He went, okay, don't. I said, what? I said, well, I don't plan
and he said,
to.
Don't worry.
He said, you're not going to see it at all? I said, yeah. Oh, so you heard. I went, no, I didn't. He went, well, I don't want to spoil it for you if you're going to watch. I said, okay, let me tell you what's been going on in my life since you've been gone. And so I kind of filled him in. He went, oh, he said, well, I guess I need to start reading books. He said, because I'm done with Star Wars now. I went, what did it do to you? He absolutely despised it. And he said he was happy with the last two that came out.
Yep.
But he said this one, it killed his love for Star Wars. I was like, okay. He said, let me ask you something. How does the books do it? And so I kind of give him a one up. He said, okay, that seems awesome. He said, I may have to read those books. I said, sure, that's fine. You can borrow them from me. He's like, okay. He said, yeah, that's not what happens here. I was like, okay.
No, definitely a complete departure from what was originally done.
He didn't want to give me spoilers because he still thinks I may go see it. He doesn't realize.
He doesn't.
So anyway, what he was trying to tell me, and I'm also doing this for the listeners too, before we get into spoilers. But he was just wondering if I. Well, I mean, he thinks that. They Disneyfied Star Wars.
He said there's something
super
bright, was very Disney.
He said there's a super cheesy element at the end or something that we know of. That does get into spoilers because I guessed it. But anyway, of course you have to have all the colors of the rainbow in there. You know, every minority has to be in there. It's a Force character. And he said, you know, but that's in a lot of movies, you know, not just Disney. But anyway,
that pretty much is it.
But that gave him a sour taste in his mouth. He is not an EU supporter at all. He's not going to be watching my channel anytime soon, I don't think. He's a good friend of mine. But the thing is, he absolutely despised. And it was funny. He was coming to warn me not to see it because he knew I love Star Wars. He said, Matt, you're going to hate this. I said, oh, dude, I'm not going to watch it.
I already did.
So, yeah, I already knew. Save myself the trouble. So anyway, folks, at this point, I'm going to have to say adieu to anyone who hasn't seen it yet, because I'm going to let Bruce talk about spoilers here at the end. So for those people, we'll see you next time. Now, ready for some spoilers.
Merry Christmas. Hope you had a good one.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So spoiler time. What should we start with? You said you liked it overall, but you said there were a few things you didn't like.
Okay.
And that's what people want to hear anyway. So what few things, and this spoiler, now spoilers abound now, go for it.
Okay. The whole Canto Bright scene seemed like they were throwing a little political element into it. They were trying to build a PC, talking about, you know, and that seemed very preachy and forced.
Okay.
That was, they go to this casino planet where it's all a bunch of rich people there, and they all were only rich because they were making money off the war by selling, as we find out, spoiler, they're selling to both sides. And, it's understandable. And then they also, at the same time, they're mixing in this whole thing about, you know, animal rights and, of the lower class. And it was just, you know, it wasn't bad. It was just so preachy and forced.
Okay, so it was like episode 3 Obi-Wan speech.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It was that bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was longer because it was.
Okay.
It was like a whole segment. Of the movie. And the thing is, the segment of the movie is like, okay, they're, you know, we got the scene where they're being chased by the First Order,
right?
You know, because they're trying to run away. They can't jump because they're about to run out of fuel.
Right.
They just have to run.
Right.
And so we got 18 hours before we run out of fuel. And so, okay, we're going to go to this planet to find a certain guy that's going to help us break into the ship and find the stuff that we need. And then we can escape. And at the same time, I was like, okay, you don't have enough time to do that.
Gotcha.
And so that whole scene was forced. And also, they should have used Lando at this point. Lando would have fit perfectly for doing this. This is when they brought in Benicio del Toro's character.
Okay.
And I'll say this, the nice thing, he came in as a Han Solo-type character.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's, you know, not feeling them. He's not with them. He's only in it for money. And your whole time, it's like, okay, they're doing the whole Han Solo twist. He's going to help them and not be in it for the money. No, he's just in it for the money. And so he betrays them all.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. They're not hitting the same beats. They're giving us the same beat, and they're going a different way with it.
Okay.
And they do that several times. Now, also, Poe Dameron one of the new characters.
Okay.
You know, he's being a hothead. You know, Leia keeps calling him out, and he's like, you know, you grow up and you mature. Poe Dameron, it's his fault. The entire resistance was destroyed in this movie. It's his fault.
Okay, so it does end like Empire.
The thing is, it ends worse than Empire. If you
really okay, all right.
They destroy the entire resistance. Everybody from the original movies is now dead. The only person that survives the movie is Carrie Fisher, and she died in real life. Wait. Ned-Num, he was still alive. Ned-Num and Chewbacca and the droids are the only ones still alive for the next movie. There's a scene, you know, they're running, and so Poe Dameron comes up with this plan, you know, with Finn's help, and the new character Rose, which, you know, interesting in some areas.
New course, character. Is she a minority?
She is Chinese.
Lando!
Didn't know we had Chinese.
Okay, place, so this is Empire again. Keep going.
It gets a little complicated. They're trying to set up, you know, Finn didn't learn his lesson from the first movie, apparently, where he was trying to run away, but then came back to help. So at the beginning of this movie, he's going to run away again. He runs into Rose, and Rose stops him from running away. And so he's got to learn his lesson all over again, that he's to stay and help. Then it looks like they're setting up a love triangle between Finn, Rose, and Rey. And online, people are talking about also adding Poe and Finn and Rowan and Ray. But, you know, it's getting complicated. I don't know.
I don't know any of these names. Keep going.
Now, but the thing is, if Poe Dameron didn't go along with this plan to save the fleet, resistance would have been spared. Because the only reason the fleet got destroyed was because of the smuggler. Benicio del Toro's character betrayed them on the ship, and so they started firing on the fleet as they were secretly escaping. Because the thing is, the Empire didn't see them secretly escaping to the side until they were pointed out by the smuggler.
So the resistance was futile.
The resistance was futile. And, but at the same time, they're setting up Poe to be the big leader for the next movie, I think, because this whole movie ends in a way. I do think there's going to be probably a 10, 15, 20-year jump between this movie chronologically and the next movie. They destroyed the entire resistance, except for only people that could fit on the Millennium Falcon. The resistance could only fit on that. They were trying to call out and get their sympathizers. None of them would come to help them. All that's left is a handful, a couple dozen people. Except for some that were inspired by their actions throughout the galaxy. And they were only showing younglings, young people, you know, small children. Now, they also killed off all of the original characters. Okay. You know, we saw Admiral Ackbar die. And he should have been yelling, "It's a trap," at the same time. They missed out on that part. Because it was a trap. He didn't say it.
Oh, that's very weird. So, what are the things you didn't like about this movie?
Well, I mentioned Canto Bright.
Okay.
Seeming kind of forced. I wasn't liking Luke at first, but then again, the way it played out worked for me. I didn't like... I'm curious to see how it plays out, because a lot of my don't likes depends on what they do in the third movie.
Okay.
They kill off Snoke.
Okay, was he in the first movie?
He's the supreme leader of the First Order.
Oh, okay.
He's the big bad guy. He is the leader. He's the emperor, basically.
Oh, right on.
He's basically the emperor.
Okay.
He's
dead?
You know, they see him in a hologram in the first movie.
Okay.
And so he goes, "Oh, who's this guy?" Now we actually see him in this one, and we find out he's super powerful. He's the most powerful thing we've seen in a long time.
Okay.
And really, in a lot of the parallels, he's probably more powerful than Luke in the things we see him do versus the things we see that Luke does. And
did they ever explain who he is?
No, that's the problem. Okay. The thing is, you know, I'm expecting it. I'm expecting maybe in the third movie we'll find out more.
So they just didn't have an idea of what to do with him.
But the thing is, because I'm expecting more, I don't see material coming. It still does. It's actually fairly obvious once it starts to happen. But there's this twist. And the thing is, I've heard a lot of people actually get upset about this. It's a twist and a turn. It happens. Snoke, you know, Rey comes to Kylo Ren because they've been able to. There's a lot of force projection in this movie. I don't think we've seen force projection in any of the movies. We've seen it in the books and the comic books and stuff. But force projection is a big part of this movie. Kylo Ren and Rey are able to talk to each other off long distances. They're seeing each other in their own habitats. Luke sees Kylo Ren talking with Rey on the planet he's at while Kylo Ren's still out in space. And so there's a lot of force projection going on. Through those conversations, Rey starts to understand Kylo. And of course, the story is pointing that, Rey's going bad. Because she's starting to sympathize with him. But no, she's actually saying, I can reach him. I can reach his good side. And so she goes to confront Kylo. Now, he takes her to see Snoke. Not Snake. Just like we see
Darth Vader. Wait, is that Harry Potter's?
Just like we see Darth Vader take Luke to see the Emperor.
Okay.
Now, and then they have their conversations. Snoke, assaults her and all that stuff. And
Kylo is like, hashtag me too.
And it gets to the point, kind of like that. So it gets to the point where Snoke says, okay, Kylo, you strike her down. You strike down your enemy. I can see you turning your lightsaber to her. And he's, has one hand, he's got his lightsaber turning towards her. And you see the Force turning her lightsaber towards him. And then he strikes his enemy, Snoke, down and cuts him in half with, a raised lightsaber through the Force from a distance. And so, it was a very good scene. I like the fight that followed between Snoke's guards and those two. It was very interesting. You got to see vibroblades on screen, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm also like, I don't feel the death of Snoke because I don't know who he is.
So it was a wasted death.
That was a problem. Now, I do expect there will be books coming to fill in that gap. Just like a good EU does, they will give me the information that I'm missing currently. I'll give them time, but they pushed Kylo Ren up. He threw away his mask. He's not going to wear the stupid mask anymore. He's no longer Darth Raven cosplayer. Now, we also had interesting force projection usage with the confrontation between Luke and Kylo. Because, Luke apparently left the planet to go confront Kylo at the big battle at the end of the movie. And Kylo's in those new AT-ATs that look kind of more guerrilla-ish. Which I thought we would see them doing something more spectacular. They look like they could climb in their anatomy, but they just walk. They didn't do anything really special. I was kind of disappointed with that. It was really a really good scene on the planet when Luke confronts him. Kylo commands all the AT-ATs to fire on Luke. Of course, he didn't do anything. He just walked out of the dust. And so he goes down to confront him, and there's this battle where Luke is fighting him, but never came in contact with him until Kylo finally slices him in half. So apparently, nothing happened. So Kylo walked up to him and touched his lightsaber to him. It just went through him, his force projection. Luke said, "See you later." But at the same time, Luke was also using all of his abilities and energy, and it wound up killing him. He faded off into the Force because of that expansion of power. It was kind of sad. My heart was broken.
Is Luke dead?
Luke is dead.
Okay.
Luke is one with the Force, so not really dead.
Okay. So he'll be Yoda, back.
Yoda was back. Did you know that Yoda was back for this
one? No.
Yoda came back. I was disappointed we didn't see Obi-Wan. I was kind of, as soon as Yoda walked up, I saw, you saw Yoda from the back scanning over, and I was like, are we going to see Obi-Wan standing next to him? No, it's just Yoda. And Yoda was definitely not CG. Definitely puppet. It didn't look quite. I think it probably should have gone CG because I think the prequel Yodas look better as CG puppets. But I did like Frank Oz was back doing some stuff. And some people called it online. I've seen Yoda. Luke is in the trailer. We get the the Jedi must end. You know, he said the one thing I've learned is the Jedi must end. And Yoda comes to teach him. Yes, now the Jedi don't need to end. They just need to forget the past. And Yoda destroys the past. You know, okay. Luke was going to do it, hesitated, and then Yoda did it for him. You know, burned up all the old Jedi teachings.
How can a Force there. Ghost and impact anything?
Apparently, they can.
Oh.
This is new canon. It's different rules.
Okay.
Apparently, we didn't. You know, they never set those rules for okay. the old canon.
So, how are they going to bring Carrie Fisher back when she's dead? And they promise not to CGI
like said,
her.
Like I said,
they promise not to CGI
her. I said I think there will be a big jump in time, 10, 15, 20 years into the future.
Well, she's
died
already
of
dead.
Old age. In between the movies, you know that she went peacefully, is how I think they're going to do it.
Okay.
And we will have no. The thing is, and one of my big problems, my biggest problem is. There will be no legacy of the Skywalker going forward. And unless Kylo Ren has kids, which I just have no... they're not going to do. There is
He's
no,
going to marry Rey.
Well, they definitely... I think that they did put... Kylo and Rey have a connection. They were going that way for a little bit in the movie before the twist. Kylo said, please, join me and we'll rule the... galaxy together.
Wait, that's Empire. There's a tons of Empire. Okay.
Episode 2 of a trilogy. Right. That's what you do.
Yeah.
But, she refused. I have a hard time not seeing the Skywalker legacy moving forward. They destroyed the Skywalker legacy. There is no.
Well, we're supposed to, I think, continue on with Leia.
Well, it's not going to continue on with anybody. Luke had no children. Leia and Han had one. He went bad. And he's not having any kids that I can see. And, the whole legacy is destroyed. And that is a problem for me. That's my biggest problem. And maybe it's corrected with the third one somewhere along the line. I just do not like the end of the Skywalker lineage.
Alright, so...
But overall, the movie's good.
Okay.
That it? Well, we'll say this.
Go ahead.
The ship's running away. We got the countdown. They got 18 hours before they run out of fuel, and the First Order catches up with them. So, they jettison all the ships. They're going to run away to this little planet that's nearby. Hopefully, secretly, except for the betrayal, thanks to Poe Dameron. Okay. As the Empire's starts firing on the escape ships. The main ship turns around and shoots itself through light speed at the main ship of the Empire.
Okay.
And cuts it in half. And it was a beautiful shot. I don't care what you think about the new canon. It was a beautiful shot. I mean, the layout, the graphics... Everything. It was. I mean, everybody in the theater just went, ooh, because it was so cool. It was just really awesome.
Okay, so from what my buddy told me, that he hated it, anyone can use the Force now?
No.
You have to believe?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
That's not something. The thing is, there was hints that somebody was using the Force at the end of the movie, but it was a random person that could have randomly been somebody with midichlorians.
Okay.
That there was not generally people using the Force. There was one person who was inspired that had a hint of possibly using the Force.
Okay. Okay.
It wasn't, it wasn't saying everybody could. It just said this one person was.
Okay.
And it was also at the point where they were saying, they're...
So why are people so mad?
I think they're mad at the death of Luke. I think they're mad at the destruction of...
Resistance. Why would... Okay.
I think they're mad... At the whole downer. But the thing is, it wasn't as downer as Empire. Empire was way more downer.
Fans today would love something like that, you'd think. Those are all reasons why people would love it.
But, I do think... I heard some people talk, they didn't like the twist and turn of Kylo. A lot of people wanted Kylo to go ahead and turn good at that point when it looked like he was turning good. But then he went... and turn bad. He's like, oh, no, I'm just killing Snoke because I want to become the ruler of the galaxy. And people were hoping he would turn good at that point. I haven't had too much time to dig into all of it because I was avoiding a lot of spoilers in advance of this recording. And, it's been 24 hours since I've seen
it. I'll have to talk to someone who didn't like it then. See what they didn't like about it.
Yeah.
Because you said there's no problem. So, folks, have any questions for Bruce to answer, just make sure and let us know on Prince of the Universe Facebook page. Any and all of your questions, Bruce will be held accountable for answering them, and I will keep his feet to the fire. Okay, I think that's it. I think we spoiled enough there. Folks, have a merry, merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. Anything else to add? That's great. All right, folks, we'll see you next time on more Princes of the Universe. I want to be princes of the
universe. Maddie, did you know that Luke can make it through the movie? Maddie, did you know that Leia won't be in the next one?